This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A state Senate panel spent several hours on Wednesday putting together their version of Missouri's state budget for next year. But as Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the fate of a program for blind residents is still up in the air.
When the pension program came up Wednesday night, Appropriations Chairman Kurt Schaefer chose to defer final action until next week at the earliest. But he did reverse the House's decision to provide some money for the blind by taking it away from the newspaper industry.
And that's based on the elimination of the tax exemption for newspapers for ink and paper?
Correct.
Yeah, that's never going to pass, so cut that.
Schaefer says he's looking into Governor Jay Nixon's proposal to divert nearly $18 million in newfound federal Medicaid funds to the blind. The Senate Appropriations Committee is expected to wrap up their budget work later today. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was in Columbia on Wednesday, too, advocating for a fair tax code. KBIA's Jonathan Seppo has more.
Speaking at a gas station in Columbia, McCaskill says gas prices are forcing Missouri families to make sacrifices.
There are people in Missouri right now trying to figure out if they can afford to work because it costs so much for them to go back and forth to work, especially people who live in rural areas.
McCaskill favors the passage of the Keystone Bill that would increase domestic oil production. She also supports the Buffett rule that would increase the tax rates for multimillionaires.
We've got to look long-term what we can do to increase our independence from foreign oil, increase our production domestically, cut out some of the excessive speculation, and make sure that the oil companies aren't playing games with their refining capacity.
McCaskill is currently touring the state and is also visiting St. Louis, Kansas City, Sedalia, and Springfield. Jonathan Seppo, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate has endorsed the establishment of a special committee to study whether to change a state-created workers' compensation insurer. Senators gave initial approval Wednesday to a bill creating a five-member Senate panel to analyze whether Missouri employers' mutual insurance company should be sold, privatized, or restructured. The Columbia-based company was created under a 1993 law at a time when many small businesses were having trouble getting reasonable rates on workers' compensation coverage. The company has flourished to the point that it now has the largest market share among Missouri's workers' compensation insurers. A recent state audit noted that the company benefits from a federal tax exemption and has built up a surplus of more than $160 million. Some lawmakers question whether that tax exemption should continue. And Missourians who have yet to file their 2011 federal or state income tax returns can get some free advice from campus and community-based tax experts. University of Missouri students in the Personal Financial Planning Department are holding tax prep sessions at the Columbia campus. The first was scheduled for Wednesday evening, with additional sessions April 11th and, for later filers, April 18th. Students will be on hand from 4:30 to 8 p.m. in a computer lab in 147 Stanley Hall to help taxpayers file their returns free online. A Missouri Senate committee wants to seek federal stimulus money to help unemployed workers finish their college education. The Republican-led Senate Appropriations Committee inserted an item Wednesday evening into Missouri's proposed budget that would seek a $9.5 million federal grant. The funds would provide tuition assistance and job training to unemployed workers who already have some college education. The move is backed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration, but Nixon's officials were taken by surprise by another decision by the Senate panel. Senators decided to drain a $37 million fund intended to update the computer system for the state's unemployment division and instead use the money to help pay down Missouri's debt. According to the State Labor Department website, Missouri owes $790 million to the federal government for unemployment benefits. A new smoking ban was passed in Hannibal after much debate between city officials and community leaders. KBIA's Lauren Richardson has the details.
Voters approved an ordinance that will no longer allow smoking in public facilities. Some local restaurant owners feel the new rule will disrupt business. But 6th Ward Councilmember Richard Draper says there are many other types of establishments that will benefit from the ban. The law was finally passed after several previous attempts were voted down in Hannibal. Draper, who also serves as the medical director of the Hannibal Regional Medical Group, calls the 56% approval at the polls a great success for the city. Lauren Richardson, KBIA News.
Porta King Building Systems, a manufacturing company, announced an expansion in Montgomery City. KBIA's Samantha Sunny explains what this means for the local economy.
Porta King Building Systems is planning a $1.1 million expansion in Montgomery City. The company produces prefabricated buildings. President Steve Schulte says the expansion should create 20 new local jobs in the next year.
We are actually broadening all of our product lines, getting prepared for the additional growth in the manufacturing sector along with our security business.
In a public announcement Wednesday, Governor Jay Nixon said Portaking is part of an economic rebound for manufacturing in the state. Schulte says his company has doubled its workforce over the last year.
The major manufacturing, the heavy manufacturing business, is certainly picking up across the country. And it really has, beginning about the mid part of last year.
President of the Montgomery City Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Thielmeyer, says he hopes the company's expansion is a sign of economic recovery.
We've had some job loss over the last couple of years in the community, and they've been helping replace those, and we're, you know, exactly what we need in the economy we're in is new jobs.
Portaking bought a vacant building in Montgomery City in December and started production there soon afterward. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.